But hello and good day, Audio Boo listeners. It's McColgan here on Saturday, the 3rd of March. And I am currently driving through at the start of Edinburgh just now. I'm heading through to another one of my daughter's events, the events that she organises. And it's in an area of Edinburgh called Morningside, which is a lovely upmarket, posh, wealthy, well-to-do, rich place. Anyway, so just driving through the early stages of Edinburgh. It's quiet this morning, just 20 past 7. Been listening to some booze on the way through. I know we've discussed in the past, or recently, benefits of booing, people being able to boo, and the discussion on how often to boo or whether to boo at all. And one of my fellow friends on Audio Boo, who I was listening to just there, kind of spun me into this boo, is Sarah, S-A-I-R, Sarah. Sarah has, she admits openly, so I'm sure she won't object to me saying this, that she has some depressive mental problems, and yet she boos on a regular basis. She followed the Fibooris, and some of her boos were very, very chirpy indeed, and always nice to hear from her. And she does the occasional boo where she feels left out of life. Nobody loves her, you know the old saying. But that's how she is. She feels that way at times. But she uses Audio Boo to relate some of this and to relate the happier moments that she's feeling, that keeps her from being totally depressed. I think she uses Audio Boo as a means of getting this loneliness out and feeling in touch with her fellow booers, and it definitely works, Sarah. So I think that you should continue. I think I've said this before, because what you say at times is very enjoyable. You did great stuff through February, and I think you should continue. And if you could do what some of the rest of us are trying to do and boo every day, that would be fantastic. Even though it's one of your darker moments, Sarah, I think it's great. But I'm not trying to direct this boo, you know, straight at Sarah. It's back to the issue of booing and how, for some, it's another social networking feature. But for others, it can be an essential feature, where they feel at least they can keep in touch. And for me, it's enjoyable. It's something that brings me fresh information and keeps me from wearying at times. Not that I have any problems that way, but sometimes you just feel that music isn't enough, and audio is, audio as in speech, is great. That certainly opened my ears, eyes to certain things. But as I said before, Audio Boo for some can be a release or a lifeline to keep in contact with others. And that's another reason for listening to people who boo, not necessarily just because they're friends of yours, if you like what you hear from them, you should certainly follow them. And people like Sarah, who I think really needs that contact, and her contact's very welcome for me anyway. I don't know how others feel. I'm sure other people follow Sarah. If I remember right, quite a few of the people I follow have mentioned her and do follow her. So she will not be alone. That's the point I'm trying to make, that in the audio boo land, there'll be many, many people out there who are in a similar situation, who see it as a means of getting their thoughts out there, their feelings out there, not just that I'm out for a walk or I'm doing this or I'm doing that. And you have to look at the other side of it, that there are, or probably are, thousands upon thousands of people in this country alone who have not yet found Audio Boo, and who would welcome an introduction to it and find that here I've got something that I can tell my wee stories throughout the day, throughout the week, and feel part of a warm, friendly group. Because after all, that's what we are. Because the difference between us really in Audio Boo land and other social networking programs, if you like, where people can become very negative and respond. I've seen it, it's terrible, some of the responses that are made on Facebook and sometimes on Twitter. And I don't look at other ones, but I imagine that it's no different from many other social network pages. But in Audio Boo, as far as my experience goes, I've never come across this, people being negative. Yeah, we might disagree, but the disagreement is invariably just that. Just, I would do it the other way, or I see it another way. That's as far as it goes. There's none of this slandering or horrendous language being used. It is a friendly society, and if you don't like someone, it's as simple as just unfollowing them, or don't follow them in the first place. So I think it has a great comfort zone for a lot of people. Another reason for Audio Boo being spread, or the word of Audio Boo being spread as much as possible. I certainly try to promote it as much as I possibly can, simply because I found it through Twitter, I think, if I remember right. And I just want to share it. I don't need to share Twitter. Everybody knows about Twitter, but how many people know about Audio Boo? And I think Audio Boo is the greater of them all, as far as I'm concerned. And I think it's something that should be promoted. And if it gets to people like Sarah or other people who would greatly welcome a program like this, where they can get in contact with other people. And don't forget, it's global. So you're not just talking about your own country. You could relate your little tales and stories to anybody throughout the world. We all know that, but there's many out there don't. So, a little ramble there on Audio Boo and my feelings for it, and my feelings for people continuing to do Audio Boos as much as they want, as much as they like. And hopefully get the word out to more people, give them the opportunity to have their little say and feel part of a community of sorts. So, I'm now approaching the venue, and I'll stop this promotion of Audio Boo. No, I won't. I won't stop the promotion. I'll always promote Audio Boo, but I'll stop this particular boo, because I'll soon be jumping out of the car and getting the jacket off and getting the sleeves rolled up. And it's a lovely morning through here. A bit grey, but it seems to be fine and dry. And if the chance presents itself this morning, I will attempt to do another interview boo. I'm not sure I'll do similar to last week I was in Glasgow. copyright, did it? Do you or have you heard of Audio Boo Boo? I'm not sure. I might give it a go, or I might try something entirely different. We'll see how it goes. See how time, how much time I have before I have to be allowed to go home again. So, thank you once again for listening to me, and I look forward to hearing boos throughout the day and hopefully doing one or two. So, enjoy the rest of your day, and bye for now.